The book is Sway. I mentioned Matt would join us. I appreciate your time. Let me ask you this before we get into some details. Just talk about writing the book. You've struggled in so many ways, for obvious reasons, with what happened. Was this also helpful and therapeutic to finally put all these thoughts down?
Yeah, it absolutely was, and it was an important process for me in order to truly heal. I still struggled and still grieved at my father's loss, and I also still dealt with the issues that happened after his death. And so to get it all out on paper in a therapeutic and cathartic way was something that I needed to do in order to really recover.
John, I was thinking of you and my daughters near your age. You were 19 years ago when the towers were hit. You also represent, you know, in a way, you represent a generation that at an early age as kids saw this, and in my daughter's case, saw their parents react to it. Sadly, in your case, it hit so close to home.
Well, it's, you know, yeah, this is my life. You know, I grew up in this time period, as you said, and you know, I think that for kids my age, this was one of the most defining moments in their lives as well, even if they didn't lose somebody. And like you said, yeah, that's how I really started to know how severe and the true severity of the day really entailed was seeing and witnessing the adults in my life and the way they were starting to react to things. Because that, you know, when you typically view adults as being strong and you know, put together people and stuff, and then you're seeing them upset and angry and crying, you know, it makes you shift your emotions a little bit.
Matt, you're right about being in school. They take you out. They think things are okay. You're later at the house. Obviously, things aren't okay. You're starting to feel that, I think, as a 9-year-old. But, you know, you're told to kind of go out and play. We'll figure this out first. You had to find answers. You wanted to know the experience or what the last few moments actually was for your father?
Yeah. So for whatever reason, I just became so obsessed and fascinated with trying to solve the last moments of my father's death. And particularly what I wanted to figure out is which capacity he died. There was essentially three ways that he could have died in the towers that day, and being in that tower, and one of which was that he may have jumped. So that was something that began to loom in my mind and became kind of pointed my inquisitiveness towards those types of questions.
Matt's father, John, one of 658 employees at Cantor Fitzgerald, but of course he was his dad. That's even more important. I think you also shared, I've heard a couple interviews with you, and I'm getting through the book now. Your dad was able to call your mom after the plane hit?
My dad was able to call my mom. He spoke to her twice, actually. And the first call went out really quickly. He called 2 minutes after the plane hit. And he spoke to her pretty quickly, you know? And then the line went out, and they were calling each other back and forth, and it would go through, but they couldn't hear one another. And then finally, they did get through to one another one last time, and my dad said goodbye. And then my dad also spoke to his brother, my uncle, who also said goodbye.
The book is Sway. Finally, you are dealing with this day by day. You've battled some demons. It's one day at a time, right?
One day at a time, yeah. And, you know, it took a lot of, you know, strength to overcome some of these adversities. But, like you said, one day at a time is all I can do. And that's how I can take it.
The book Sway, Matt Bocci, about his journey after struggling to figure out exactly what happened on 9/11 with his father, John. Matt, I appreciate your time. Thank you for sharing this as well. Thanks much.
Thank you.